Good morning, everyone. It is Monday morning, 5th of February, and we got about an inch and a half of snow here last night, and it's about 17 degrees here in Pineville. Have the wood stove going this morning. I always like to put wood in the wood stove because it smells like Cracker Barrel. Anyway, that wood stove keeps us nice and warm. I'm looking this morning in the 89th Psalm, and this is a real interesting two or three verses I want to read here. 29th verse, I am poor and sorrowful. Let thy salvation, O God, set me on high. I will praise the name of God with a song and will magnify him with thanksgiving. This also shall please the Lord better than an ox or bullock that hath horns and hoofs. The humble shall see this and be glad, and your heart shall live and seek God. For the Lord heareth the poor and despiseth not his prisoners. Let the heaven and earth praise him, the seas and everything that moveth therein, for God will save Zion and will build the cities of Judah, that they may dwell there and have it in possession. The seed also of his servants shall inherit it, and they that love his name shall dwell therein. This thought about I am poor and sorrowful. Let thy salvation, O God, set me on high. Brother Michael mentioned yesterday that when Scripture speaks of us being poor or downhearted or whatever, this is speaking of or oftentimes alluding to repentance over our sin. Sorrowful over our sin. The Lord heareth the poor and despiseth not his prisoners. Again, this is interesting because Paul refers to himself as a prisoner of Jesus Christ. Ephesians 3:1 says, this cause I, Paul, the prisoner of Jesus Christ, for you Gentiles. If you have heard of the dispensation, the grace of God, which is given to me to you ward. And notice David says that, let thy salvation, O God, set me on high. That's what Paul's alluding to. To hear his salvation set him on high. No. He says, this was according to the eternal purpose which he purposed in Christ Jesus our Lord, in whom we have boldness and access with confidence by the faith of him. Ephesians 3:11-12. For this cause I bow my knees unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, that he would grant unto you according to the riches of his glory to be strengthened with might by his Spirit in the inner man. This is what David is referring to when he says, the Lord heareth the poor and despiseth not his prisoners. When I'm poor and sorrowful, let thy salvation, O God, set me up on high. There is this aspect of the fact that we are prisoners of Jesus Christ, but we have liberty in the gospel. It sets our spirits free, does it not? It causes us to have, it sets us on high, the salvation, realizing that what Christ has done for us. I will praise thy name. I will praise the name of God with a song and will magnify him with thanksgiving. This is the result of this salvation setting us on high. We have nothing to bring to the table. We have no merits of our own. You know, there's a scripture that says, the lines have fallen unto me in pleasant places. When we realize what Christ did, all glory and honor goes to him, does it not? All honor and glory we give to Jesus Christ for what he's done for us. I'm glad to know that this work has been completed and that we don't have anything to add to our eternal salvation. Christ has done it all. Jesus paid it all. All to him we owe. Sin had left a crimson stain. He washed it white as snow. And when before the throne I stand in him complete. You know. Well. I'm glad that his spirit bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God. O wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from the body of this death? Romans 7:24-25. I thank God through Jesus Christ our Lord. So with the mind I myself serve the law of God, but with the flesh the law of sin. There is a warfare going on. Every one of God's people. But I like the way Paul ended that. I thank God through Jesus Christ. You know? So then the law, I myself serve the law of God, but with the flesh, the law of sin. Well, I hope that we can continue to experience victory in Jesus. Coming up, we sang that song, I Heard an Old Story, how the Savior came from glory, how he gave his life on Calvary to save a wretch like me. Well, oh, victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. He sought me and bought me with his redeeming blood. He loved me ere I knew him, and all my love is due him. He plunged me to victory beneath the crimson flood. You know, Jesus Christ told John, Nicodemus, must be born again. Something must happen in a person by the Holy Spirit who reveals himself to his children. Jesus Christ said, "My sheep know my voice and they follow me. No man can pluck them out of my hand. I and my Father are one. No man can pluck them out of my Father's hand." We're told it's the Father's will to give us the kingdom. We have nothing to claim. We are not worthy of this great gift that we've been given. God has given us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. You know, remember what Christ told Nicodemus? He said, "Art thou a master of Israel and knowest not these things? No man hath ascended up to heaven, but he that cometh down from heaven, even the Son of Man which is in heaven." You know, "Marvel not that I said unto thee, ye must be born again. That which is born of flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. The wind bloweth where it listeth, and thou hearest the sound thereof, but canst not tell whence it cometh and whither it goeth. So is everyone that is born of the Spirit of God." Now, we see in the 6th chapter of John, "It is written in the prophets that they shall be all taught of God. Every man therefore that hath heard and hath learned of the Father cometh unto him." John 6:45. John 6:37. "All that the Father giveth me shall come to me, and him that cometh to me I will in no wise cast out. And this is the Father's will which has sent me, that of all which hath given me I should lose nothing, but should raise it up again at the last day. And this is the will of him that sent me, that every one which seeth the Son and believeth on him may have everlasting life, and I will raise him up at the last day. Therefore I said unto you that no man can come unto me except it were given unto him of my Father." And so this psalm that we've been reading from this morning proclaims what happens when God shows his people their utter need of a Savior, and they flee to the cross of Christ. They flee to Christ. And, you know, David says in Psalm 86, "But thou art great and doest wondrous things. Thou art God alone. I will praise thee, O Lord my God, with all my heart, and I will glorify thy name forever, for great is thy mercy toward me, and thou hast delivered me, my soul, from the deepest hell. O Lord, thou art a God full of compassion and gracious, long-suffering, and patience and mercy and truth. O turn unto me, and have mercy upon me. Give thy strength unto thy servant, and save the son of thy handmaid." Well, hope this morning that this is your prayer as well as my prayer, that we are low and down. God has brought us to a point of repentance that we also realize He has set us on high. He has led captivity captive. He has done it all for us, the cross. At the cross where I first saw the light, the burden of my heart rolled away. And there by faith I received my sight. And now I am happy all the day. The 90th Psalm, we're told that before the mountains were brought forth, or ever thou hadst formed the earth and the world, even from everlasting to everlasting, thou art God. Well, I hope this morning that God's word has lifted you up and cause you to raise your eyes to Him, for He is the origin of all things, including giving to us the faith of Christ. He's the author and finisher of it. With the joy that was set before Him, He endured the cross, despised pain, suffering, sat down at the right hand throne of God. God be with you this morning.